You've audited 40 schools so far, and you find that many are just not prepared for a school shooting or some kind of other kind of incident.
Yeah, I mean, the SAVE Act was adopted a number of years ago to really better prepare our schools for any emergency. And obviously, in recent years, the terrible epidemic, it seems, of school shootings underscores the urgency of incorporating that as an area of emergency preparedness. So we did an audit for schools, urban, rural, suburban, across the state. And what we found in our most recent audit is that actually of the 19 schools that we sampled, not one of them had met all the minimum requirements of the SAVE Act. So it's an area where clearly there are gaps. In some cases, the schools met most of the requirements, but not all. In some cases, they were woefully inadequate in meeting any of the requirements. It just really is a reminder that this is a real situation. It needs to be incorporated fully in emergency preparedness. So I'm hoping our audit will remind everyone to check with their local school district and make sure, in fact, that they are complying with the requirements of New York state law.
Now, I know you said you can't detail exactly what the shortcomings are, because why expose any holes they have in their security systems? But what are they supposed to be doing? What does the ideal plan look like?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of factors. And you know, to your point, we don't want to reveal any information about specific districts to make them vulnerable, quite frankly. But there are a series of requirements, certainly in terms of staff preparedness, having a designated person to take the lead when and if there is an emergency, make sure you're coordinating with local law enforcement, making sure that information about building plans and floor plans, layout, should there need to be a response from law enforcement, that they know where to go, where to find people. Make sure there's public input in terms of disclosing what your plan is, and get the public buy-in for the plan, get their reactions to it, and just adopt the plan in a formal way. And there are certain time frames that have to be followed, and information has to be filed with the State Education Department, which really underscores another part of our recommendations, which is that SED really needs to do a better job of oversight in this area.
We're talking on a day where Governor Cuomo signed two new gun control measures. We have the SAFE Act. We have the Red Flag Act. Do you think that New York, there's less of a risk for school shootings than in some states?
You know, I'd like to think so, but it only takes one deranged person, for that not to be the case. You know, it's always a concern about illegal guns that come into the state, mentally unstable people or you know, very angry people, loners. I mean, you go down a long list of the profile of those in other states. And the laws and the policies and the procedures are only as good as the implementation. You know, so in the case of the SAVE Act and safety in the schools, it's great that we have the right kinds of laws on the books and the right procedures. But if the policies are not being put into practice, then obviously they're not doing what's intended.
How do you achieve the balance of preparing for a possible incident without, like, unnecessarily scaring the children?
Well, I mean, it's an important question, but, I think the reality of the times are that it's more scary if we don't have the preparation. And even the younger students, they today watch TV, they're social media. I mean, they're not protected from the harsh reality of the times we're living in. And I'm sure many of them have questions in their mind would be answered if they know that the adults in their community, in fact, are looking out for their interests by being prepared for these kinds of emergencies.